Blog Talk Radio.
Ilanga lishonile, Papa na
Grand Rising from Sin City. Welcome to Grand Rising with Shabaka and the Chase. Okay, and this is episode 25 of season 8. We're looking for all Trump supporters to call in and argue with us. This is open mic, and you must be 18 years of age and over. Okay, the dump, as in human shit. And we want to make this perfectly clear. Oh, that's Brother Che Nkrumah coming to us from our Denver office. Good morning to you, Brother Che, to the Mile High City, you know, from Sin City. How you feel this morning?
Always about to argue with me this morning as in human shit.
Oh, yes, sir, yeah. Oh, yeah,
so
yeah, without a doubt.
Call in. Order to call in, so black dumps.
Oh, yeah, most. Oh, yes, sir, yeah, without a doubt. And also, too, we also, too, want to bring something else to Brother Che. And we got migrant workers working for cheap, okay? So now this explains everything of why they're bringing these bastards in here, okay? And any of you people are welcome to call up as well, too. And, huh?
I'm trying to see if you logged out the studio.
No, I'm in the studio.
No, on the stream yard.
Okay, yeah, it's because it was giving me too much feedback.
Okay, let me.
Yeah. Okay, but I think that if you do the stream yard, man, we ought to be all right.
Yeah, but you hear me.
I hear you. Yes, sir. Okay. Now, the issues this morning, ladies and gentlemen, is these migrant workers are working cheap, okay? And I just looked at mainstream media, okay? So they got these motherfuckers here, just like Dr. Claude Anderson said, to work cheap, okay? And then on mainstream media, they were saying is these low wages equals high productivity for businesses killing black income. Also, too, we're talking about Yasser Bossing Negroes. I saw something with Skip Gates this morning, and I feel sorry for Mr. Gates to be an educated man. Okay. And they talking all this inclusive shit, all right, this DEI, which is the biggest goddamn game being ran on us again, okay? They straight pissing on our heads, telling us it's rain, and then you got all these sycophants out here, you know, that's believing in shit. We don't endorse it. And if you don't like what we're saying, please call in at 516-418-5996 and let's argue. Okay, now, Yasser Bossing Negroes, they're being pimped, as usual, to uplift every other group other than their own. Also, too, number three, fuck race relations. It didn't work. And also, too, Fannie Willis in the great state of Georgia. Okay. Fannie Willis, they're trying to kick her off the case. They're trying to recuse her. Although I do not generally agree with district attorneys, she is standing up to this hypocrisy. And hopefully, you know, Donald Duck, you know, will get what he deserves. Okay. Also, too, the George Floyd scholarship by Crackers has been stated that it's racist. And then here's the irony of the situation, ladies and gentlemen, is that they're using the Civil Rights Act against it of 1964, I believe. So the hypocrisy is real. Also, to Joe Gibson, where you at? Sarge, you're hereby being charged with desertion now. And evidently, Sarge, you can't deal with this heat that comes on here and whatnot. So we wish you well. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're also trying to set up a Patreon account for Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. But once again, you know, this social media bullshit is full of shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that there got fucked off. You know what I mean? And but we'll figure out a way. And then also, too, Sexy Red shows up to speak at a high school, and she's reeking with marijuana. So, therefore, you know, they cancel Sexy Red. You know what I mean? And they want to go up here and endorse this culture of whoredom. And the only thing I could say for the generations after me, you know, you guys' hands is full. Okay, it really is. They shattered the Black family unit. Okay, they got Black men thinking that if they shove ketchup up their asses that they are women, which is really sick. Also, too, out of Hollywood, as I said, I'm reserving comments on the situation with Mr. Combs until, quote-unquote, all the facts come out. And then the cold part about it is that they're saying all kind of shit about Mr. Combs. But y'all don't say nothing about Hugh Hefner. Y'all don't say nothing about Larry Flint. You know what I mean? And Harvey Weinstein and the Island and all this shit.
Right. So they don't ever say nothing about him. They don't ever say nothing about Clyde Davis. They don't ever say nothing about that damn Jared from fucking Subway. They don't ever say nothing about the dude from Nickelodeon. They don't ever say nothing about none of them. That's why it's first
year.
To hell with Me Too.
Yeah.
Me Too is
yeah,
a bunch
exactly.
of bullshit. The lady that started it,
right.
she's fucking full of shit
yes,
as
sir.
Well. And anybody that's
yes,
out for that dumb is, I question your intelligence. That broad,
oh, absolutely.
Straight up said out her own mouth it was not her
mm-hmm.
job or obligation to go after white people or white men in Hollywood. Well, bitch, why did you start
mm-hmm.
this movement around Me Too? Oh, this is for women that have been assaulted, sexually assaulted,
mm-hmm.
and all this. You wanna pick and choose who you want to go after. Nah, if you're going to go after all,
yeah, exactly.
go after all the predators. Don't be selective.
Yeah.
And if she want to say, oh, it's not my obligation to go after them, then what the hell, man? Why did you start this movement in the first place?
To get notoriety, to make money, you know, to exploit motherfuckers. And then also, too, this episode is for those 18 years of age and over. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I have to crumb bomb on this. To those of you in New York City and on the East Coast, you guys got hit with a wake-up call this morning called a 4.6 earthquake. And I have no comment on that. It's because when you go through some, you know, 6.5, 7.1s, then get with me. I lived through many of them out there in California. And Governor Newsom resigned of California. You're a disgrace. And then the sad part about it is, ladies and gentlemen, is this. I'm sitting this election out. I'm going to be on the fucking couch because these damn
right,
Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the
that's
use of it? What we got to do.
Ain't nothing tangible. Ain't nothing tangible coming from this.
Yeah,
from
exactly.
We ain't getting nothing tangible. And then these mothers keep talking about, well, I just think it's going to benefit me specifically. Nah, fuck that. If
mm-hmm.
it's not going to benefit
yeah, exactly.
our people as a whole, then there's no freaking point. I'm so
mm-hmm.
sick of our people with this individual, rugged individualism. Of, I got mine, you get yours.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
but
not,
other groups of people,
not our tradition.
You know,
that's
don't
not
do
how,
that.
That's not how we traditionally operated as a people throughout history.
Exactly. Exactly.
Just
and then once again.
Living under this tyranny. It's just on white supremacy, where every
exactly.
man for themselves. Oh, it's a dog eat dog world. Blah 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah bullshit. All that is cockazoid. So every time I hear a black person say that dumb shit, I'm like, okay,
mm-hmm.
well you're definitely mentally white because that's the way that the cockazoid can operate.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how
yeah.
African people. That's not how indigenous people. That's not how black people traditionally
right.
historically operated.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and so therefore, so all you
just get a job.
Yeah, right.
You just don't want to work. Get a job. Oh, you just want a handout. Get a job. We're the only ones that get told that dumb shit. No other group gets told that shit.
And exactly. And then the YASA bosses. Yeah, and then the YASA bosses, you know, they go up there, you know, and they listen to this bullshit. And then they handpick motherfuckers like Larry Elders, Leo Terrell, you know what I'm saying, to come up here and endorse this shit, you know. And we're the only ones to all pull yourself up by your bootstraps. And then when we do it, okay.
Ain't nobody, don't nobody owe you nothing. You just need to get it how you live. Just pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Yeah, say that type of
shit. You stop asking for shit. You're asking for too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Why y'all asking people that's working? Why you asking us to do something? Why we got paid for it? We didn't have nothing to do with slavery, all that bullshit. Mess me with all of that shit.
Yeah, and it's bullshit. It's because these motherfuckers are still... You're exactly, Brother Che. These motherfuckers are still benefited off of it, you know, and I would have asked any business major to call in talking about the power of the parlay off of an initial investment. But
yeah,
however, we know you do not like this truth. You see what I'm saying? And we do not care if you don't like it, because we're not sitting here up here to kiss your ass. The day of the ass scratcher and the YASA boss is over. You see what I'm saying? So call
in. Individualism, facepalm. I know it's stupid. And then he said, wake up. And he said,
sir. And that's totally stupid.
And he was cracking up when he said, yes, boss. Yes,
boss. Mm-hmm.
Yep. We got chat room on that shit. Well, I got mine. I was out, man. I just had a conversation with my mother about this. Like, she arguing with me. No, it's not that I don't want to work. I'm tired of working for people. And they shit up. And benefiting from it, and we just from need to sell, build our own businesses, economies. That's what we do.
And build
exactly
up our own infrastructures.
Over 100 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yeah, but see, and then as you know, Brother Che, when we try to break it down, you know, like with the Joe Gibsons and what have you, you know, they want to cut us off, and that's why we kick them out the goddamn studio. You see what I'm saying? And put in your hate mail. Yeah.
Many of them have adopted that mentality, and it's like, it's really sad when you have to admit certain family members are the way they are. And they try to tell you, you know, when you were younger, but you didn't really, like, you wasn't really here, or you didn't really understand what it was they were saying. But now that you get older, you're like, I see why. I see why I'm the black sheep of the family. My grandma was a similar mindset to mine, and it was kind of demonized. And I'm like, because they've been programmed. Exactly, they've been programmed.
Exactly.
She's talking about she's still gonna vote for Biden, and I'm like, I don't see why. And she's like, well, I got.
Yeah, I'm sitting on a couch.
So
I can't do it no more.
All that matters. I'm like, but what about your people? What about our people? We didn't get no benefit from Biden in office. The hell benefit we going to get from Biden? We ain't got nothing beneficial from Biden.
No, and you ain't going to get nothing from him. And then on top of it, and I remember when old sellout-ass Jesse Jackson was at Watts Stats in 1972, and this motherfucker was up here wearing a damn red, black, and green dashiki. Now he's going out here, man, with this rainbow shit. Same thing with Al Sharpton. You see, it's because it's the sycophants in the black community kissing Trump's asses, Uncle Tim Scott's, YASA bosses, what have you. You know what I mean? And we simply must got to come up out of that syndrome. And then, too, and our hashtags are Dump2024, Black People, Blog Talk, Spreaker, iTunes, and Hollywood. Okay, and so therefore, you know, they got a lot of news out here about Sean Combs, okay, and what they're going to try to do, they're going to try to break him financially. You see what I mean? And they're putting all these labels on them and what have you. You see, so this was the problem of the miscegenation on the plantation system, okay? Skip Gates, I feel sorry for you, man, because I saw your YouTube video this morning, and you individuals with this illusion of inclusion, this diversity and equality, well, we don't get none of it, you see? We don't get none of it. The only time that you want to go give us some equality is show a bunch of ratchet ass shit and some goddamn men dressing up like women. You want to show us that. And you call it progress. You know what I mean? So it doesn't look like we're going to get any callers this morning. It's just as well. But we respect and appreciate any and all of them. And then also, too, is that we want to talk about, let's see right here. Okay, we discussed already Yasabasa Negroes being used to uplift every other group except our own. And then fuck race relations, it did not work. And then Fannie Willis in the great state of Georgia. Okay, they talking about, you know, kicking Miss Willis off the dumps case. You know what I'm saying? It's because she might be getting too close. You see what I mean? And just as long as we calling our women a B word and black women endorsing whoredom, you know what I'm saying, laying with K beast, you know what I mean? You know, that shit there, they call that as progress. And they had dumbed us down on purpose, you know what I mean? And, you know, the only thing I can say is that for the generations after me, man, you all got a... you know, a lot of work to do, a lot of work, but you all can still win. You see what I'm saying? You all can still win. And then as far as New York City getting hit with an earthquake, you all wouldn't hit with no earthquake. You were hit with a tremor. When you live through 6.5s and 7.0s as I did, now those are earthquakes, okay? Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, too, if New York City had really gotten hit with a real earthquake, half of them skyscrapers would have came down. You see what I'm saying? But they're still intact, you know. But then again, we don't put nothing past any of these individuals, you know what I mean, and whatnot. And then that orange dude, you know, he's got to go. But, you know, he's going to rig the election and get it again, I hate to say, you know what I mean. Well, and then, of course, You know what I'm saying? And then also, too, we've got news today that Shaquille O'Neal is 52 years old. You know what I mean? And the funny part about it is that when he was playing with the Lakers, he had did a commercial of about the future, you know, when he had got old, and they was calling him Grandpa Shaq. You know what I mean? And so happy birthday to Mr. O'Neal. And he deserves all the money that he's made off in it. And then also, too, and I'm putting it out here, is that people who are sending me things for Cash App, you know, on social media, Shabaka Sankore, please unfriend me, okay? It's because that's nothing but a goddamn scam, you know what I mean? And also, too, we definitely want to give a shout-out there to the Outlaws, you know what I'm saying? You know, Outlaw Radio out of Milwaukee, the great work that they do. And then on top of it is that, you know, you got to keep it going on, black family. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep it going on. And then also, too, they say, that people don't listen to us is because, you know, we're too racist, There's no such thing as a black racist, ladies and gentlemen, in the United States, okay? Because we don't control no industries. We don't are in no position. Yeah, you know. To enforce racism, you would have to have control of a police department, and we don't have no control of the police. Progressively worser and worser and worser.
Like Kwame Ture said, we got to organize to organize.
Exactly. You see? And that's the key right there. But, you know, they don't want to hear it, man.
We got to take a lot of shit. We can give the enemy our strategy. He is online. We got to have it offline.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything to plug that can pull the plug. So until we have our own, we decide. I'm going to shut off the Phil Scott, the app, Frontline Black News, Frontline Campaign. We need our own app as well, as Dan is always suggesting. And we got to create our own.
Yes, sir.
We got to stop. I wonder why. We're getting their money from banks. That's taking money from us, the free member of the Federal Reserve. And they just spend trillions of dollars out of thin air.
Yeah, exactly, because the Federal Reserve got started by the money they stole from the Freedmen's Bureau. And also, too, see, we got Deacon of Reality there in the chat room, you know, and he's right. They've been programmed, and that's exactly what it is, Deacon. They've exactly been programmed to counterman they own. Progress, okay, is because look what they're doing to the mayor of Baltimore, Maryland. He's only 33 years old, okay. That bridge situation, well, you know, that there is open for debate, you know. And then also, too, is that, and we already said, fuck race relations, okay, so we beyond that, is because, you know, they benefiting everybody else except us.
The social contract that they created to get them free goodies.
Yeah, and that's for real. And then also, too, I'm going to pull a story up here on.
They dying off, Shabaka. These mugs dying off is why they are in desperation mode. And they can go ahead and put the dump in. Or put Jim Crow again. It don't really fucking matter. It's at the end of the day, it's racism, white supremacy. And they all puppets. And who's pulling their things? The corporations.
Exactly.
Funders. You gotta follow the money. These must can't even trace the money that Johnston done passed in the past year of office. He's been in office almost a year. It'll be in July. He got the election was this time last year. Same day. 5th. So it was April. But it was last year, though. They can't account for the money. Now, the council members is like asking questions like, what's going on with the money? This ain't enough.
Of course not, man. Now, Reading up here on the story of Fannie Willis, and the article is entitled, Fannie Willis Told to Recuse Himself from Trump Case or Face Jail. Okay. The Dumps co-defendants in Georgia election interference case has threatened to launch legal action against Fulton County DA Fannie Willis if she does not recuse herself from this case by noon on Monday. Okay. Trump, the Republican presidential nominee, has pleaded not guilty to a number of charges in Georgia over allegations he broke the law attempting to overturn the 2020 presidential election result in the state. This is one of four criminal cases Trump is facing as he makes his bid for a second White House term. Trump has consistently denied all the allegations against him, which he claims are politically motivated. Now, according to here, they said what we know in a post on Stinky Bird, Harrison Floyd wrote, I don't want to put a black woman in jail, but if Fannie Willis does not recuse herself from this case by noon on Monday, I may have no other choice than to pursue all lawful remedies, make Fulton County great again. Wow. Okay. Floyd posted part of an article purportedly from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution suggesting that Ms. Willis's office shared a recording of a conversation Willis had with his attorney. Okay. Oh, Carlos J.R. Salvador in an unrelated criminal case in Maryland. Floyd suggested that Willis's office may have violated the Maryland Wiretap Act, under which it is unlawful to record any private in-person conversation or telephone communication unless you are party to the conversation and have the permission of all of the parties. While the majority of states have one-party consent laws that allow a conversation to be recorded so long as one person agrees, there are 11 states, including Maryland, that require two-party consent. Under Maryland's Wiretap Act, recording a provocation without consent from both parties is punishable by 5 years in prison and up to a $10,000 fine of both. Okay. One of Floyd's attorneys made the same accusations against Willis on Tuesday during an interview with Phil Holloway. Referring to Willis, he said she did reach out to us. One of my colleagues in Maryland was rude, abrupt with him on the phone, and he was dealing with the Maryland case, and I was dealing with the Georgia case, and she ended up recording them. Holloway asked this individual whether he was suggesting Willis had illegally recorded the call and replied, oh, yeah, it's a felony in Maryland. In a separate post on Stinky Bird, Floyd posted Fannie Willis illegally recorded a call with his lawyer. It's a felony. She is a diversity, equality, and inclusion thug with a law license. Well, will anyone in Georgia stand up to her? Okay, first place people, I want to make something perfectly clear. If you embrace this bullshit here of diversity, equality, and inclusion, unfriend me on Facebook. I'm going to tell you that right now, okay, because, see, I know better than that. Okay, now, Floyd is the former leader of Black Voices for Trump, is the only one of Trump's co-defendants who have been jailed in the Georgia case between August 24th and 30th when a $100,000 bond was covered. In November 2023, Judge Scott McAfee rejected prosecutors' bid to get his bail revoked following that they claimed was a pattern of intimidation. In March, McAfee accused Willis of having a tremendous lapse in judgment over a relationship with Nathan Wade, then a special prosecutor on Trump's case. However, Willis was allowed to remain on the case as long as Wade stepped back, which he did shortly afterwards, you see. And so it is what it is, Brother Che, you know what I'm saying? And then keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, is that this episode is for those 18 years of age and over and whatnot. Okay, Brother Che, the next item on the agenda.
The next item, there is no next item. We still waiting on them dumpster supporters. Where the hell are y'all at?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but you know, here they can come. Yeah, but they ain't called in, you know what I'm saying? So therefore, that just goes to show they're just blowing a bunch of hot air anyway, you know what I mean? And then the sad part about it is that I can't do it no more. I cannot go out there and waste time voting. You know, I'm done with it. You know, and particularly at my age, it's because it's not doing nothing.
I got that time on, so I can see my hat.
Fuck Trump. Oh, yeah, most definitely. And so then, ladies and gentlemen, you know, all we get is hate mail, you know, in here and all that is because, you know, they just want to, they can't bear with the truth, you know, and that's what white America is all about. It hides itself from the truth of its brutalization toward others. But as soon as our people stand up to defend themselves, now all of a sudden we're black racists. There is no such thing as a black racist in the United States of America. We don't control no police departments. We don't control no major industries. Okay, we do not control any agricultural products. So therefore, we are in no position to implement any type of racism. Okay. And we're not sycophants. We're not kiss asses. You see what I mean? It's because, you know, we've been doing this here, you know, for 8 years now. You see? And then, you know, people figure that if they don't call in, that we still ain't going to get our message out. But we sure in the hell are, rather they call in or not. You see? Because I'd be damned if I'm going to sit up here and call a fucking grown-ass man a woman. I'm not with that shit. Now, that dude has his human rights, he's got his civil rights, but when they do appear and say this shit, you know, this is an insult to womanhood. So therefore, so we would like to hear, you know, from all the women in regard to that one as well, too. And then on top of it is that the black family unit has been shattered, you see what I mean? And I'm very, very sorry to see that happen, okay? And I see we're not getting no callers, you know, with this all-inclusive stuff. But it's okay. Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying? And as Beacon of Reality said, you know, they've been programmed. You know what I'm saying? And what have you. And which is fine. Okay. And where are our callers who want to argue and debate with us? Okay, please call in at 516-418-5996. We will talk to you. We will talk to you. Okay, and then notice that these white supremacists are nowhere to be found. You know? Yeah, they're nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
You see? And then also, too, and making an announcement here as well, too. We will no longer be sharing people's content on our like pages anymore. It's because you guys don't reciprocate.
I'm a public figure. So it lets me cross share shit when that I'm admin a part of. So anyone shouting us out and reciprocating that love, get shout out like the Outlaws, the New Black Media,
right.
Black Alpha Networks, the Afro Elite.
Right. Yeah. And Yeah, because they can't stand this heat. You know what I'm saying? You know?
But later for the joyless Reeves and Kansas Owens.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, they sell them.
What is that? November.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then also, too, and let's see here, and then some more hate mail coming in the chat room. Not the chat room, but here on the like page of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Okay, great, beautiful. You know what I'm saying? State how you honestly feel. You know what I mean? And we don't mind and what have you. And then, too, is that supposedly you're supposed to have the freedom of
stop throwing rocks and hiding hands.
Yeah.
There's like,
okay, but however.
They called in like an hour prior.
Well, call it now because, you know, we're live now. Yeah. And so then, too, is that we don't mind, you know, like I said, you know, talking with you guys, you know what I mean, and what have you. And then, too, definitely shout out there to Twin Pyramid, definitely shout out there to Jay Militant, you know what I'm saying. And then also, too, I want to quote a great speaker here. Okay. Okay, and let's see here. I'm trying to read, you know, some comments you made a while back. Okay, all righty. And Ms. Ali, Shahrazad, that is gave a speech talking about that she's telling that nobody told the Native American people not to talk about how the white man had did them on their plantations and abused their babies. Okay. And then she says, nobody damn sure is not going to tell the Jewish woman about what happened to them in the Holocaust. So why should we forget about slavery?
Exactly.
Okay. Now.
Over.
Yeah. And then. Yeah. It says, so therefore it is what it is, you know. And the only thing I hate to say is that at this day and age, you know, this technology, all this money that's being made, okay, you know, black people get together for a barbecue. Black people get together to watch pro sports, and I'm guilty of it as well, too. But black people won't get together to build businesses. You see what I'm saying? For some odd reason, you figure, you know, you need this oppressor all up in your mix. You see what I'm saying? And that's not the case, because you could best believe, you know, they're not going to bring you off into there. So why should we bring them off into ours? You see what I'm saying? And there's an old game saying in the game of dominoes, all money is not good money. Yeah. You see, and then, of course, you know, you get these sellouts and what have you, you know what I mean, and whatnot, and then haters that I've got.
The Jeff Bartz and crew.
Yeah, exactly. So, if anything, you know, I feel sorry for them individuals, man.
You know, I'm going to have the audacity to say there's no racism in Greece. He just came back.
There's no racism. Okay, wait a minute. There's no racism in where now?
Greece.
There's no racism in Greece. Well, you know, the Greeks, they have certain traditions. You know what I'm saying? You don't never have to worry about me visiting that place, you know? Because I think in Greece, it's against the law for straight men to like straight women. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. You know what I mean? And then, of course, you know, they probably don't like our statements about what we say about Alexander the Barbarian. You know, his nasty, stinking ass, you know, had went into Kemet. And he didn't take no women with him. He took little boys with him. You know what I'm saying? So, well, so we understand that and what have you, you know.
Documentary, by the way, check that out on FBA.com. Shut that microphone to friend here in Denver. Greenwood Village here in Denver in May 25th. I'll check this out.
Yeah.
On check the on this and that. No, I ain't no 50-50. Y'all just trying to steal our shit once again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's called plagiarism. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what it is. It's called plagiarism, you know. So then, too, is that... And then when they broke down, you know, the black family unit, you see what I'm saying? And I hate to say this, okay, what they did with the 90s and what have you. It was through the rap industry that they did. It's because...
'90s reaction to the 60s, because in the 60s we had the opportunity to get whatever it was we wanted. We could have had the reparations then.
Yeah.
And you decided to go with integration.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
And
even Dr. King.
We had our own
everything.
We're talking about all these institutions we need to build and everything. 100 years ago, we had all of that. Because we had no choice but to work with each other. We had no choice but to live around one another. We didn't really have
that
a choice in the matter because it was Jim Crow. And it's still Jim Crow.
Yeah.
Not as obvious, but it's still Jim Crow. And now I'm talking about you living our race. Why we got streets called race?
Yeah.
That's what we were running into in up to the late 1970s. That's why the five and it was because we had no choice but to live around each other and build with one another. We had no choice.
Right. Yep. Yeah, for real.
Today, that's too. So,
yeah.
Denver was on the way to the West Coast. It was a cool start.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of voters. I think there was a lot of them that made 5 points what it was. I don't recognize they done put shit up to make it seem like it's outdoorsy, livey, but it's not. Because the people that built it and made it what it was ain't here no more.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? And what have you. And then also, too, as I stated before, and I'm stating this here on the air, and like I said, we will no longer be sharing nobody's content if they're not sharing ours. And I hate to have to be like that because I've asked people over the years, and all I keep seeing is a bunch of everybody else's shit up on my damn wall, okay? And then also, too, we got something here now, okay, in our inbox right here. Okay, and I'm asking this person to call in, and we're live now. Okay. I'm sorry.
Somebody's in the chat.
No. Somebody's on my messenger. Okay, and then let's see here. We're going to the chat room right here. Okay, man, we're trying to reconnect to the chat room. Okay. All right, and so far nobody's in there, you know what I mean, and what have you. Okay, which is fine, you know, which is fine. and then they could, you know, yeah, call in, you know. Okay, we're charging Sarge with desertion. Man, Sarge can't take this heat, man. He can't take this heat. Joe Gibson can't take it. You know what I'm saying? So they figure that they're going to hurt us by not calling in. No, you're not. You're just proving our point. You know what I mean? And what have you. It's because we disagree, you know, with 90% of the bullshit that they talk with is because it's fantasy and all that old type of shit. So, you know, you guys go believe in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. Meanwhile, I'm going to stay in reality, you know. And then also, too, the reason why we have Miriam Makeba, you know, doing our introduction is because the name of the song is called African Sunset, giving her credit. And as you know, when it's daytime over here, the sun is setting in Africa, as you say. So, you know, so that's why we play it, you see. And then, you know, your brothers out there in the rap industry, man, out there in California, man. Pool your resources, man. Build up your own companies. Yeah, you guys do collective economics.
Like we're trying, call in.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, they're still responding to old-ass messages on Facebook.
Right, exactly. You see what I'm saying? And people coming up here with this Cash App shit, you know, running that scam. You know what I'm saying? It's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, don't do it. Verify it. Make
it's because,
coming from a reputable source.
Yeah, exactly. And we do get our sources of our information, you know, from reputable sources. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm putting it out there. Don't nobody hit me with no Cash App scam. I can't do it. Donate to this podcast and I might work with you. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and we'll put some advertisement out there for you. You know what I'm saying? You know, but it's very, very interesting of how you want to censor us, delete us, but yet you want to put your stuff up on our walls. You say, And I just don't get it. You know, something called reciprocity. You see what I'm saying? And what have you.
Right.
You know. Yeah, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And then also, too, Brother Chair, we got 36 more minutes left.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
that's
exactly.
The one that said he called in a prayer. Well, I'm looking out for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And just let him know the phone number to call in is 516-418-5996. You know what I mean? And then also, too, as you all know, the eclipse is coming up in a few days. You know, don't look at it. With your bare eyes, you will go blind. You know what I mean? So, therefore, it's just celestial bodies.
It don't always work out that way. Like I used to tell you, don't hit the sun. Period. But, yeah, they tell you definitely don't hit the sun during the eclipse. But,
yeah,
we got melanin. So, it causes cataracts. But I heard cataracts.
Yeah, I already got cataracts. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I already got cataracts. Yeah. So they say it'll be a few years before I go blind, so I hopefully the transition, you know, before then, you know, and what have you. And then also, too, we got to also emphasize growing our own food and get away from this GMO pre-processed shit that is designed to kill us, you know.
Get out of
Yeah. And then as Dr. King had stated, you know, that they had wanted to take land from us is because land is a factor of production. Okay. And then because, you know, you need to
be a factor of gotta have money for tools, equipment.
Yeah.
Work.
Oh yeah. Exactly.
Cultivate fields. That costs money.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it does. You see what I mean? Yes, it does. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, black fam, instead of going out here and investing in these oppressors' businesses, you know, invest in your own businesses, okay, because that is a true economical black power, Dr. King had stated. Yeah. You know, Dr. King had said that, you know, as well,
yeah,
too.
And we just,
they say
you
got to have land.
57 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. You know what I'm saying? You know, Dr. King, as we all know, was murdered in 1968, which is 56 years ago. Yeah, actually, yesterday, April the 4th. Of 1968 when Dr. King was killed, you know, so 32 and 24 is, let me see, okay, 32 years, okay, it's been 56 years.
Well, last year would have been 56, so it's 57 this year, because it's 7 and
5. Okay, it's 57? Okay, all right, hold on, Brother Jay, not doubting what you're saying. Okay, so 20, 24 minus 19. Okay, let's see here.
1968 to 2022.
Mhm. Okay, so 14 minus 8 is 6. Okay.
So it's 56.
Okay. And then, yeah, it's been 56 years. Yeah, 56 years that Dr. King was assassinated as of yesterday.
Yeah.
And may he rest. Yeah, so may Dr. King rest in peace. It's because one thing I respect about Dr. King, he did realize his mistake when he stated that he led our people into a burning house with integration. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Which it did. You see what I mean? You know, it's because that didn't do shit for us. It actually, it countermanded our progress. It's because, as we all know, during the civil rights era, the late 50s, early 60s, everybody was taking their money from black businesses, going spending it with white businesses, and sitting at a lunch counter begging for a cup of coffee, thinking that this was progress. In actuality, it was counter-progress. You see what I'm saying? And so it's up to us black family to take care of ourselves. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That is
we're
it.
All know we got. And, oh, shit. Salute. Oh, shit. They have the brown persuasion. What up, cuz?
Who is this now? Okay. Let me see here.
Salute.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. And salute is saying is, what do I mean by being dummy down? Okay. Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, they're putting up our latest comments because I think we got like about a 10-minute delay here on StreamYard. Okay. All right. Well, you know, which is fine, you know. And we appreciate
it. Because we dedicate the show to the dump supporters, Trump supporters, and I understand that
right.
You just came out full out with it that you're a Trump supporter. So we will hear what you
right.
have to say on the subject. We're demanding tangible, so we're from okay, he's at the gym. I guess you're tapping in though. Again.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
So the queefs are moving. He did a live yesterday. I didn't get to check it out. He said the queefs are moving out of KC.
Well, where are they moving to?
I don't know who might put it in the chat. We're supposedly moving to us.
Okay, so he says the Kansas City Chiefs are moving out of KC, huh? Okay. And then also, too, to those of you in the city of Oakland, bad news. Las Vegas is going to get you Oakland A's. It's because they're tearing down the Tropicana Hotel, and I believe today is the last day that the Tropicana Hotel is open for operations.
Yeah,
and they're going to build the baseball stadium there, you know, off the latest information that I got out here in Sin City. Okay, now those of you in Oakland, okay, y'all still got the Warriors, and plus that you all still got the 49ers there in the Bay Area, okay. And so when baseball season happens here, because it's going to be at least 2 years before they get them here, because they still got to build the stadium, so they got to do the demolition on the Tropicana, okay, then they got to clear out all the debris on that. Okay, then what they got to do is lay the groundwork for the stadium. So, you know, I'm figuring about 2 years, you know what I mean? You know, so who knows? Maybe the Oakland A's could win a World Series for the for Oakland, you know what I'm saying, and what have you, you know? Okay, so therefore, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we know that there are those, you know, who can't take this heat. Okay, and we got 27 minutes left. Okay, so now we got open mic going on. Okay, I see we got a caller here. Okay, and just press one, and we'd be more than happy to unmute your microphone. Okay. So, you know, just simply press one and we'd be more than happy to have you, or you can comment in our chat room and whatnot. Okay. And so we're going back there to the chat room. Let's see if any of our hate mail is in there. Okay. All right, which it isn't. Okay. Which is all cool. Okay, so we appreciate, you know, the last 3529, you know, of calling in area code 520. Okay, so what it is that this country, ladies and gentlemen, in regard to black people, man, is heading into Nazi Germany for us, okay? For us, all right? Yes, sir. Okay, I can't hear you, Brother Chet.
What area code?
Okay, 520, I think that's somewhere off the East Coast. Okay. All right, but I'm not too sure. Okay, but anyway, what it is. Yeah, okay, but what it is, though, is that, 520, put their hand up, okay. Good morning, 520, last 3529. What's your name and where you calling from?
Akshita,
how you doing down there, ma'am? How's life treating you this morning, and how you coming along? I'm seeing you doing some great work out there on the internet, and you making me a little bit jealous. So how are you feeling?
I feel wonderful today. I've been down a little bit, but I'm coming back up to be well, how I should be. How y'all doing today?
Oh, I'm hanging in there for an old dude, you know what I'm saying? But let me ask you this here, Sister Akshita. How do you feel about the great state of Georgia trying to throw Fannie Willis off the case of trying old Donald Duck down there for his improprieties?
I'm not aware. I haven't been keeping up with it. I really wouldn't have much input on that.
Okay, so what they're trying to do is that they're trying to kick her off the case is because, you know, they are saying that she's biased against Trump and what have you. And then, of course, you know, Trump, and Trump is Trump, and he's still out there campaigning, you know what I mean, and whatnot. And then there's been a lot of hatred, you know, over the internet here, you know, with these white supremacists going out there supporting him and things of that nature right there. And then also, too, how do you feel about the situation with Mr. Combs out of Los Angeles?
Concerning Donald Trump?
How do you feel about Trump? And then also, too, after you elaborate, you know, on Donald Duck, how do you feel about the case that's going against Sean Combs in Los Angeles County?
Okay. Well, I'm not objective towards Donald Trump because I have seen some of the great works that he's done with getting people released from prison and loosening up a lot of laws that have been set against people, mostly people of color. And of the African-American or black ethnicity and heritage and background. So, he's controversial on a lot of issues and situations, but who isn't in today's society?
That sounds reasoning. Okay, now let me ask you this here. Now, how do you feel? Telemetry, Brother Che. Yeah, you have a lot of telemetry and interference on your background. You got a lot of background noise. And but they probably cheated. They probably sabotaging us, you know, doing this. You know what I mean?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. It sounds better. Yeah, much better. Okay. And
so,
then
so
on.
This is the Trump supporter show. So we want Trump supporters, like yourself, to call in. Tell us what time we're going to give them a Trump. So please.
I can't catch anything you're saying.
Okay. All righty. Well, you know, it's because what we're doing is, Akshita, is that we're seeking out Trump supporters on this particular episode right here. And, okay, and you had stated that he did a lot for the black community. And if you could please elaborate.
He did a lot for opening up the floodgates for corruption. Or even this case that you were asking me about, Sean Puffy Combs and Los Angeles. It's because of the work of Donald Trump that this is even possible, and things of this nature are coming to light.
Okay. Now, also, too, you know, that old Joe Biden, and I remember in the 1990s when he went for that mass incarceration in the black communities because information that I had came across, a lot of people in the black community, you know, who had lost a lot of loved ones due to the violence, you know, in the inner city. You know, and he had pushed that mass incarceration, and old Bill Clinton had signed it into law. And then Clinton said that it was a mistake. But Donald Trump, you know what I'm saying, he's got old Uncle Tim Scott down there skinning and grinning, you know, looking like Stymie, you know, off the Little Rascals series, which was a series of movies they made out of Los Angeles in the 1930s. And what have you, you know, which is really, really sad. So what it is, ladies and gentlemen, is that we need to form our own political power. You see what I mean? And to countermand some of these things. And then also, too, Sister Akshita, whatever you got going on business-wise and what have you, ma'am, you know you're more than welcome to post it up on my wall and to post it in, you know, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Okay, and because we're getting a lot of people, you know, who is coming up there on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced Like page promoting their stuff, but you, ma'am, are more than welcome to do such, you know what I'm saying? It's because we're seeing all this stuff up here, you know, all this advertisement. What's happening is, you know, they're not reciprocating, you know, sharing our links. And every time, ma'am, that you know that you have done your digital work, you always mention us, ma'am, and we really, really do appreciate that, you know. So, you know, you got to pass. Hi.
Thank you. I said, I love y'all, and I appreciate y'all. I mean, we don't always see eye to eye on everything, but that doesn't mean that we can't unite in the common space.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Most definitely. Is because, you know, because I remember, ma'am, I had spent 4 hours yesterday of blocking shit, you know what I'm saying, and what have you, and telling them to unfriend me and stuff like that. You see what I mean? And then, of course, you know, we get our hate mail and what have you. And the reason why I welcome the hate mail, Sister Akshita and Brother Perry.
This is the only one that called in. You're the only one that called in thus far, Sister.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, we got mad respect and love for Sister Akshita, you know what I mean? And then she's always mentioning us, you know, in her YouTube videos, so we most definitely appreciate that, you know. And then also, too, Sister Akshita, you know, we think old Joe Gibson, you know, he's scared of us, you know what I mean? And
Joe,
what
I'm scared,
you.
Y'all. I love Joe Gibson. Joe just he stands on his point and ground like y'all stand on y'all point and ground, and it's like at some point y'all gonna see that y'all ground is more common than not.
Okay. All righty. And then also, too, and by the way, Sister Akshita, please inform Sarge when you come across him is that he is formally charged with the Article 15, you know, for desertion and dereliction of duty. Okay, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Sarge, you've been charged. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? And we hit them, because he's getting ready to go from AWOL to desertion. You see what I'm saying? You know. You know what I mean? And then, too, is that, you know, we've had, and then also, too, you know, we don't mind, you know, people disagreeing with us. But all we do ask is that we disagree agreeably, is because, you know, that orange dude, you know, he's got to go. And not only that, the orange dude is a pervert. You know what I mean? It's because, you know, he keeps talking about going up. Yeah, he's talking about grabbing women a certain way and stuff like that, and, you know, and in some states.
Look, Donald Trump say things that people think.
Okay.
He's guilty of saying it out loud.
Right. And there's an old saying from South Central Los Angeles, folks, never apologize for how you honestly feel. And Donald Duck definitely states how he honestly feels. You know what I'm saying? You know, but this, now let me ask you this here, Sister Akshita.
So
because,
if you're
going to
cut the checks, if I see this, reparations.
Yeah,
he
and the reparations. No, he was saying it's about cutting a check for the reparations, and the bill is up to $750 trillion in tangibles. It's because, you know, we built up this nation through slave labor, and then Sister Akshita, you know, when I traveled in the South from Georgia through Alabama,
that's like to me. Somebody coming into your house and saying this is my house, and then you say to them after they have taken over your house, you say to them,
right.
Well, then, you know, pay me so I can still live here under your rule in my house. rather than take control of the house and get them out of the house.
Right. Yeah. That's because
that's
you know
what
these like migrants.
Because it's already it already belongs to the people. The people are the ones who just forgot who we are.
Right.
And where we are. We let them tell us we're in the United States. We're on a continent.
Right.
Of North America.
North America. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, without
a
doubt.
They drew lines and separated the continent into what we call a state.
Mm.
But the states are actually countries.
Right, and she does have a point on that because each state does have its own separate constitution. It's because I'm sitting here in Sin City where you got legalized prostitution, legalized gambling, you know what I'm saying? And then you go 46 miles down Highway 15, then you're in Gruesome Newsome State. And California, you're sick, California, you know, or... You guys are just sick, but one thing I respect about it, it was the birthplace of the Black Panther Party, you know what I mean? And then also, too, we do have a contributor, Brother Che, Sister Bianca, you know, had mentioned about the Ohlone out there in California. And to prove her point is that there is a college out there called the Ohlone College. And then
a game to Trump. They begin Trump flag. They get from Trump. So sad for me to let y'all know that. Continue on.
Oh yeah, and then keep in mind, folks, that in California when they have their primary election in June, Donald Trump will be selected as the Republican candidate out of California is because you're going to have all those Reaganites, you know, who's going to support him. You're going to have those Pete Wilson individuals, you know, who was a governor there who brought up the three strikes law, by the way, in the early 1990s when I was in my youth. So, and California folks.
There's a lot of people that you would think support Donald Trump or going to support Donald Trump. They don't support him. They mad at him.
Oh, okay. That's great news.
He blew the cap off a lot of things that people don't want to talk about.
Okay.
So they
don't
want for Trump. They don't want Trump. People should want Trump. The people really should want Trump. To finish what started.
Okay, now let me ask you this here, Akshita. Do you think Trump favors reparations for slavery?
I really don't know how he feels about that. Like I said, if everything is turned back over to the people, there'd be no need for reparations. That will be reparations.
Okay, please explain, ma'am.
Everything being turned back over to the people, it means that the people are self-governed and being able to, the dollar, and this is where Joe Gibson argument comes in. When it comes to the federal banking system, the dollar is right now plummeting to this new union of BRICS, which is Brazil, Russia,
Saudi Arabia,
India, and China.
Okay.
And in my belief, this BRICS is going to also validate cryptocurrency.
Right. Yeah.
And everybody that's been mining and paying into cryptocurrency of whatever form or whatever sort is going to get a return based on the dollar not having any value.
Okay, so for all practical purposes, ma'am, you know, to put it bluntly, you could take the American dollar and just basically use it to wipe your ass with it and flush it down the toilet.
Basically.
For all practical. Yeah, okay, all righty, okay, okay. Now, also, too, yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I was just going to say I would beware of any trickery when it comes to the juice and payout in form of the American dollar.
Okay.
Because then they say, hey, we're going to give you this whole big lump sum of money, and then all of a sudden it don't mean nothing. And then you can't, flip it and turn it into anything because it has no value.
Right. Now, funny you should mention that is because during World War One, during the First World War, ma'am, is that the economy was so bad in Germany is that it took a whole wheelbarrow full of money to get a loaf of bread. And so what was happening was people was getting smashed upside the head, you know, throwing the money out to get the wheelbarrow. You see what I'm saying? You know, so, you know, no bullshit. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, yes, that they was. Okay, and then, of course.
That's when the pound was the standard. You're talking about when the pound was the standard gold.
Right. Now.
So, they were surprised to see this, that the petrol dollar is going to be no more.
Right, the paper dollar is going to be garbage, okay? And what she's right about in her assessment, you know what I mean? And then what's going to happen is that, you know, you're going to have, you already got them, you know, massive homelessness and what have you. And then also, too, another thing I want to bring out, too, and I want to get a Cheetah's opinion on this right here, okay, is that one of the things that got noted right here is that these migrants who are coming into the country are working real cheap, and mainstream media had reported that a lot of these industries, these major industries, are going after the migrants to be employees because they're going to work much cheaper. You see what I'm saying? Now, keep in mind, as Dr. Claude Anderson had stated, is that the main ones who the migrants are going to target are going to be black people, indigenous people here, and what have you. And Dennis Brother Thomas had mentioned to Sister Akshita last week is that these Native Americans owe us reparations as well, too. It's because when we was brought here, you know, they tried to enslave us as well, too. You see what I mean? Right. And then keep in mind is that you got a lot of these Native American reservations that have casinos on them. And as we all know, you know, casinos put Sin City on the map right here real quickly, like in about a span above 50 years.
Damn, because he said Trump helped him. Helped 405, helped him bench 405 pounds. He's a bad man. He's mostly in need to be shown clearly. 500 and some pounds. 405 pounds. He has to gym.
Okay, brother. Okay. If you could elaborate on that there, Brother Che.
So, Muhammad Saab, he said Trump helped him help him bench 405 pounds, and he's motivating him to be strong, LOL.
Okay. All right, and then he was seeing here that he's talking about these white boys are getting into fights in downtown Jacksonville. And the cold part is, as you know, Southern California, brother Thomas, they got a lot of our women there, ghetto wagons. Yeah, I think he means ghetto gagging, and no disrespect, Sister Akshita. of course, you know what that is, and then on top of it, too, is that this Hollywood industry, you see what I'm saying, has done a lot to degrade us, like with this cartoon called The New Good Times. You see what I mean? And I'm going to make it a point. Yeah.
That mockery and buffoonery there, like, that's so disrespectful.
Yeah, exactly.
They should have just named this song completely different. It has nothing to do with Good Times at all. It's complete denigration.
Right. Well, that's why John Amos, who played James Evans on the series, had quit the series, is because, he had told the producers that he didn't dig it with that foolery of JJ. And then, of course, too, Mr. Eric Monte, who created the Good Times show, he has stated that Norman Lear has stole his ideas. You see what I'm saying? To make it happen. But one thing, though, is that when you look at the motion picture Sounder, they don't make films like that of showing a strong black family unit coming together, particularly during the times of the Depression. So most definitely a shout-out to the memory of our sister, Miss Cicely Tyson, for doing such a good job portraying Rebecca. And then, of course, Mr. Paul Winfield, who played her husband, in it, who had went on the chain gang, is because he stole a ham, to feed his family. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit, if you ever see that movie Sounder, man, it will make you cry, is because the thing that you really saw was the love that the black family had for itself. And then I think the one that played the son, and keep in mind, I'm going from memory, folks, and I'm not as young as I used to be. Kevin Hooks, who's the son of movie actor Robert Hooks, had to go on a mission. It's because Cicely Tyson had sent her son that she had to go visit their daddy. You know what I mean? And Cicely Tyson told her son, whatever you do, don't go by nobody's house. Sleep in the bushes if you had to. And then, of course, Sounder was the dog. And when the sheriff came to arrest Paul Winfield for stealing a ham, Sounder, attacked the sheriff, and the sheriff shot Sounder. And the most touching part is at the end, is because Sounder went off into the woods and nobody knew where Sounder was. But then the most touching part is when Paul Winfield was coming home and Cicely Tyson had ran across the field, do you see what I'm saying, to greet her husband, okay? And then all of a sudden Sounder comes out of the woods, you see what I mean, to greet Paul Winfield. And so those of you who are out there who are black in the movie-making industry, try to call control the resources of it. And like what Tyler Perry is doing down there in Atlanta.
We're about to go into overtime, Shabaka. Don't nobody hang up. We're about to go into overtime.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. So we'll be going in overtime in 90 seconds, and that's providing, of course, Blog Talk does not decide to pull the plug on us, Sister Akshita, because we've been having some issues with Blog Talk. Oh, we have technical difficulty. No, the technical difficulty that they having is that they don't dig this message. You see, that's the technical difficulty that they having. So much for the First Amendment, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? Now, we want to talk on this right here.
I'm going to have to go. I have an appointment to attend to.
Oh, okay. And thank you so very, very much for joining us, Sister Akshita.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
Okay.
Thank you so much, y'all. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And then also, too, Brother Che, what we want to talk about is this George Floyd scholarship being racist.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to pull this up right here, man, because this is a bunch of bullshit, man. You know what I'm saying? Okay, let me search the web here. George Floyd scholarship. Here we go. Okay, so therefore, ladies and gentlemen, our chat room is still open for hate mail. Okay. Alrighty. And George Floyd, Okay, here we go. And this is from NBC News. Okay, now let me get all this damn advertisement off this damn page. Not interested in ad. Block this bullshit. Okay. Not interested in this ad. And I'm never fucking interested in none of your goddamn ads, Google. And I want to make that perfectly clear. George Floyd scholarship accused of discriminating against non-black students in federal complaint. The George Floyd Memorial Scholarship offered at North Central University in Minneapolis, Minnesota is being accused of violating the Civil Rights Act according to a federal complaint. The Legal Insurrection Foundation filed the legal complaint Monday in the U.S. Department of Education Office for Civil Rights. The conservative nonprofit says its mission is devoted to advancing free expression and academic freedom on campuses.
Get the hell off
okay.
the Fox and
call me. Right. Okay. The foundation claims the George Floyd Memorial Scholarship is violating Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, and national origin in programs and activities receiving federal finance assistance. To be eligible for the scholarship in question, the applicant must be a student who is black or African American. That is, a person having origin in any of the black racial groups of Africa. Students who do not meet the prerequisite racial category are automatically ineligible for the scholarship. Discrimination against white applicants is just as unlawful as discrimination against black and other non-white applicants, complaints writer, civil rights attorney Amir Bino in Cornell University law professor William Jacobson said. Yeah, regardless of the... Huh?
Remember the boy? They're telling you that coming up they're African because they were born in South Africa.
Okay, could you say that again, Brother Paris? Okay, because your last comment was distorted, sir.
The Boers.
The Boers.
The Boers.
Oh, the Boer, Elon Musk. Yeah, the Boer, yeah. Okay. So regardless
they're claiming that they're African, too, because they were born
No, he's
in
not
South
no African.
African.
He's a Boer. No, he's a boy. He's a colonizer.
Yeah, we know that, but these mugs,
right.
These Afrikaners, are trying to claim that they're African too. And if it benefits Africans, then they should get some benefit from it too.
No, they can go fuck themselves. How about that? And I'm making that plain, okay? You sons of bitches are nothing but exploiters. You sons of bitches came down there and deceived the Zulu Empire that you were something greater than what you actually were. You know, they kissed our ass. Okay, North Central University did not immediately respond to NBC News' request for the comment. The George Floyd Memorial Scholarship was created in 2020 to contribute toward the educational promise of aspiring young black leaders. The scholarship is still accepting applications for the 2024 academic school year, and the recipient will be selected by June. Okay. First place, we're making it plain. Okay. And is that this? We don't give a damn. Okay. Now, Charlemagne... the guy, another story showing up right here. Okay, and let's see what Charlemagne is saying. Charlemagne calls diversity, equality, and inclusion mostly garbage on The Daily Show. Has given white people cover to...
Equity.
Yeah.
Equity, not equality.
Equity. Oh, equity. Okay. And, you know, he was on The Daily Show this week and offered a surprising take on diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, calling them mostly garbage and ineffective. I agree with him. Okay, DEI, it means more fair hiring policies, new anti-discrimination rules for the workplace, and sensitivity training seminars. And the first thing it led to was a shitload of ads. Charlemagne began as a supercut of corporate ads championing DEI ran. After the clip, Charlemagne joked, "Ask your doctor if black people are right for you. Nobody's buying Vaseline because of diversity." Come to think of it, he don't think he ever actually bought Vaseline. It's just there, like comes with the house, right? So that's how things stood in 2020, but it was like 15 years ago. Today, when people talk about DEI, it's more likely to sound like this. He continued before playing another supercut, this time of right-wing opinion host slamming the policies. DEI is just a rebranded version of hating white people. Oh, this broad Jeannie Pearl lady, they need to kick your ass off there. Yeah, yeah, I can't stand her. The judge, yeah. Okay, she says a rebranded version of hating white people. Now, for all you people out there that has this viewpoint.
She's one of those, I'm brown, but I got African blood in me, but I'm not black. She's one of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So which means is that sounds like based on that she was her bloodline was contaminated by the rape and slave trade and pedophile. Okay. DEI stands for didn't earn it, discrimination, exclusion, and indoctrination. Added please with Gutfeld himself. Hey Gutfeld. Great Gutfeld.
You're welcome to call in,
Gutfeld. Your ass is welcome to call in too, because
yeah, we start tagging his ass in the show on the tag.
Yeah,
start tagging his ass.
Yeah, right.
Fuck him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Because the day of ass scratching and yassa bossing is over. You see what I'm saying? And we're making that damn perfectly clear.
Hard too. Fuck you as well. House.
Who is this now? Who is that?
Bill Maher.
Oh, Bill Maher.
Bill Maher, politically incorrect. Yeah, fuck him too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the truth about DEI, it is, although it's well intentioned, it's mostly garbage. Okay, it's kind of like the Black Little Mermaid. Just because race is hated doesn't mean it's good. And you know I'm right, because every one of you has sat through one of these diversity training sessions and thought this is bullshit, and it's not just for you. Over 900 studies have shown that DEI programs don't make the workplace better for minorities.
Well, now, I want to start calling in, Shabaka.
Who? We got a caller. Bring them on.
They can't. We're in overtime, so we got to get to our closing statements and take
the
show on to if they want to hop on over there.
Oh, okay. All righty. So what we're going to do is that we're going to end this episode. Okay, so they should have called in. We're very, very interested in what they have to say. You know, by all means, you know, let them continue on the StreamYard, and I'll join you on there, and we can debate with them. So this is Shabaka's Black Expense. The air date of this episode is April 5th, 2024. Definitely like and subscribe to Shabaka's Black Expense and Hands on the Like page on Facebook. You can follow us on Stinky Bird at Shabaka. Capital EXP, and we'd be more than happy to debate with you, is because if you quote unquote gonna have this illusion of inclusion, we've got a whole lot to say. Who knows, we might even do a special episode on it, so we'll see how the demand is for it. Okay,
call us, it's almost online, but when it's time to put your mouth to the airwaves, you ain't got nothing to say then.
Right. Okay, so we're going to kill this episode, and I'm going to meet you on the StreamYard, Brother Jay. Okay. Thank everybody, you know, for calling in on.
So they can join us on the StreamYard.
Okay. All righty. So what I'm going to do, Brother Jay, I'm ending an episode. We thank everybody for calling in. Definitely appreciate Sister Apshita. Okay. We're going to go out with Ship Ahoy. Don't you think it's most appropriate? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
If you want the black vote, period.
Yes, sir. Okay.
So you.
Okay, see you on stream now, brother Chuck.
Life design is already made.